Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we are here again, looking unto you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We are trusting that you, the Lord, you will revive our heart for you, even as we long to see you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, you will be an answer to every question in our heart, and our lives will not remain the same. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you speak the language that we understand, and all glory will be yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, we shall start looking and examining a woman in the scripture again, of course, that is called Lydia. Lydia, our story was recorded in Acts chapter 16. We start reading from verse 12. Acts chapter 16 from verse 12. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of the district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message when she and the members of her house were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. And that was the story of Lydia. Then verse 40 of the same chapter. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met with the brothers and encouraged them. Then they left. And so, in this, especially these three verses, talk about who Lydia was. The first thing that we learn from these verses, we did not really know the family background of Lydia. We did not know the name of her dad or the name of her mom or the name of any of her relatives. But all that we were told was that Paul was going on preaching, and he was preparing for his second missionary journey, and he had to go to this city that was called Philippi. The usual thing was that people will go out, especially in a new environment, they will look for a synagogue to go and worship so that they will always be connected with God. And that's what Paul and Silas must have done. But when they got to this city, they could not get a synagogue. And so they had to go to a riverside. Please, let's look at verses 6, 7, and 8 of where we are reading and see the reason why Paul had to be there. Paul and his companion traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. The Holy Spirit was not allowing Paul to preach in those areas, and the Holy Spirit continued to propel him to a certain place where he was going to preach. Now, this is what I want us to understand. When the Holy Spirit is arranging the gospel to reach a place, at the same time, simultaneously, God will be preparing some people that are going to bring those gospel out to be a blessing to the messenger that the Lord is sending. Now, let's go to verse 7. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bethania, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. They wanted to, but the Holy Spirit said, no, that's not my plan. I'm having another plan. You just follow me, Paul. Paul and Silas, I have something that I want to do here. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them. Now, Paul was prepared to preach the gospel, and he wanted to preach the gospel anywhere that he could do it. But in this occasion, and of course in every occasion, the Holy Spirit has got a map of where he wants us to be and he wants what he wants us to do. And so the Bible said that the Holy Spirit will not allow them to preach the gospel in the city that they would have wanted to. And then in the middle of the night came this vision, a man of Macedonia. The reason why I guess that they will have known that he's a man from Macedonia is because he must maybe have got the accent, or maybe he's putting up a dress that reflects the way they dress there. But immediately they knew that that message was for Macedonia. Now, this is the interesting thing here. The Bible said they got up at once, not even knowing where they are going to start, not knowing which area they're going to be, but a man appeared to them. But do you know that although a man appeared to them in the night, but all the women are those that Paul and Silas eventually met? And this is what makes this very interesting. The Lord showed a man in the vision. But when the Lord wanted to now start to accomplish what he had sent Paul and Silas to accomplish in Philippi, the women were the instrument. And one of the women was this woman we are looking at today, Lydia. Now, turn with me again to that verse 13. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river. That means when Paul and Silas had got to this, to the Macedonia colony, where we expected to find a place of prayer. You know, as they were preparing that, okay, Lord, we are here. What are we going to do? Where do we start? They find time to go and pray. They look for a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. The Bible now says one of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira. Now, this woman came from this city of Thyatira to this place of prayer to come and seek the Lord. Who is this Lydia that really got the attention of the scriptures, and the scripture had to give her a portion to know about who she is? Lydia was a business woman, a dealer of purple cloth from Thyatira, even as we have been told. Thyatira was famous for its purple dyeing. Nowhere in the world, in the old world of the then world, could produce such products, because the water of the area was just good for such a trade. It was just a natural water for that type of dye, that purple dye. Not only that, the purple dye had to be gathered drop by drop from a certain shellfish, which was so costly. It is important for us to know this background so that we can know how rich Lydia was. When you are doing this type of job, it is like having a gold mine. So Lydia, because of this trade, was a successful merchant and yet living in a very prosperous city. But the Bible says something about her. Turn with me again to that verse we are looking at, in that verse 14. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. He was a worshiper of God. Let's look at this. A successful woman with a lot of money, with a lot of ideas, with a lot of servants, with a lot of staff under her. She, the Bible said, was a worshiper of God. Despite her success, she was able to seek the Lord. A lot of people always believe that money is the answer to everything. When you have money, then you don't need God. You know, you have money to buy what you want. You have money to do whatever you want. Then what do you need God for again? The money cannot occupy the position of God. And that's what we're going to learn about Lydia. Lydia was successful. As a matter of fact, just a pound of that dye, according to history, will cost like $300, just a pound of it. And yet, you can imagine how many dyes that this woman will be having. But her way does not hinder her walk with God. She was not walking with the money or with the success. She was walking, seeking the Lord. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added to it. What does it mean to walk with God? A lot of people always say that, how do I walk with God? Am I going to see God on freeway? And then I say, hi, God, let's walk together. Or God is going to knock at my door and say that, hey, what are you doing, girl? Let's have a walk here. No. You know, to walk with God is not a physical side-by-side walk with someone. It is a spiritual walk. It means living one's life according to the dictate of the word of God. Are you living your life according to the dictate of the word of God? Do you think that if the Lord will open the gates of heaven and give you so much money, do you think that that money will become God and will take your focus away from God? Lydia was a prosperous, a very successful woman, and yet she was able to walk with God. God told Abraham in Genesis 17:1, he said, I am the Lord God. Walk before me and be perfect. Now, walk means living responsibly, perfect, or blameless. Nothing in your outward activity or internal disposition must be odious to God. That is walk with God. What is in you? What are you thinking about? Who is your priority when you are thinking, when you wake up in the middle of the night? Who is your priority? What are you thinking about? Do you think about your car? Or you think about the new home? Or you think about the vacation? Or you think about the cabin? What do you think about? That is your God. Anything that comes first in you and you want to pursue, that is your God. So it means that one can be going to the church and one may be an idol worshiper. Because anything that takes the priority in your mind is what you are worshiping. Lydia, that we are looking at, her priority is God. And so the Bible said, is a worshiper of God. I pray that God Almighty will open our mind to be able to know that the greatest thing that we can set our mind on are the things above and not the things below, and that we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then every other thing that we want will be added. That we will not seek last the kingdom of God and seek first those things that God said we should seek last. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Tomorrow, by God's grace, we will continue with our study on Lydia. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you and worship you for your faithfulness. Thank you because you are the Lord, because power belongs to you. Thank you because we really want to walk with you. We really want to go out with you. We really want to discuss with you. We really want to have you, Lord. Help us to be able to do this to your glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.